I want to talk about the mystery of this person, the God man. This person that we are celebrating in the next couple of days, today, tomorrow. This God man that we call Jesus Christ. And I would venture to say that my theme this morning is, what child is this? Amen? Now, I know that a lot of us have come today to celebrate a dedication of a child. Amen? But I want to talk about a child named Jesus Christ, who wasn't just an ordinary child. The Bible says, what child is this? Amen? So I know that a lot of people come to Christmas Eve service because you want to sing Christmas carols because you love them. Sometimes you feel obligated to come to church on Christmas Eve as one of those times that you go to church. Or maybe you come to church this morning because you're thinking about the presents that you might get. Maybe somebody has a present here for you. But more than all of that, it is about the birth of Jesus Christ. Maybe you feel like there was something tugging at your heart today that made you get up and come to church. But whatever the reason is, I just hope today that you could take away from God's word that God don't care for the reason that you came to church other than that you came to celebrate him. Amen? Because the gift that God gives us is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Amen? So God is happy that we're here today to celebrate the birth of his son. But God is even more interested in what this child means to you, what this gift means to you every day of your life. So when I say, what child is this? This is a child that was born over 2,000 years ago. And every day of your life, he can change every facet of your life. Now, I don't know another child that can do something like that. What child is this? In Hebrews, the writer said this. He took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. The mystery of this God man. Such a mystery that man can't still explain how all of this happens. Man can't logically come up with something to tell us this is how it happened. But God said, this is how it's going to happen, and that is how it happened. Amen? This mystery that is called the God man, no philosophy that we can ever think of can clear away the cloud that hangs over us about this person, this child called Jesus Christ. We've had a whole lot of philosophy. We had a whole lot of theories. We got a whole lot of understanding about a lot of things, but people cannot understand, and they can't come up with a philosophy that can concretely, definitely explain to the human mind how this has happened. This happened because God manifested himself in the flesh. The whole plan of salvation is embodied in this history of the descendants of Abraham. You see, in the Old Testament, God promised Abraham, he says, look out and see what you can see. See how many stars there are. He says, you're going to have so many descendants, so many children after you, that you can't even fathom the number. I tell you, if Jesus Christ did not come to this earth, the seeds of Abraham would have never happened. Amen? But since God promised Abraham that there's going to be so many of your children and so many of your seeds that you can't number them, when Satan came around and put sin to man, God had to come up with a plan. That plan was Jesus Christ. Amen? Every doctrine that is in the gospel is exhibited in God's plan for dealing with us. You see, God took flesh and he took blood for the sake of our salvation. This is the first time in history that there was a union of human and God. Amen? Jesus Christ is unique. He is human, but he was also God. He is still and always has been and always will be the Son of God. But he was also the Son of Man. We have a mystery. How can somebody be that perfect, only begotten Son of God and still be the Son of Man? We are so confused with understanding what this is because we can only understand things that we have gone through in our experience. Amen? Come on, church. I said we can only understand something when we have gone through an experience of that. You learn history so you don't repeat the same mistakes. It's through experience. If you stick, you teach a child, if you take your finger and you put it in the fire, you're going to get burnt. Amen? So sometimes we're hard-headed and we stick our hand in the fire and we get burned. And we learn not to do it again. And it becomes a learned experience. And then we can explain it to somebody. But God, when Jesus Christ was born, it was a unique experience of God, a deity, being united with a human flesh. The only time in history. We can't explain that. We can't explain that. Somebody might say, well, what about the devil? What about the enemy? He was a fallen angel. He was never human. God, Jesus Christ, in the form of Jesus Christ, is the first time God and man were combined together. Amen? Therefore, he is a contradiction. It is impossible to do what God did. Amen? Because we say God is infinite. Space cannot contain him. Time cannot limit him. But man is finite. We are defined by the defenses around our lives. So how can the unlimited and limited combine and unite? What kind of child is this that we're celebrating? He's unlimited and limited. God is omnipresent. God is here. But then here is his son in the form of human being submitting himself to the laws and the limits of the human body. How can two things like that occupy one place at one time? We as humans can only occupy one place at one time. But what kind of child is this? This child was still God, and he was still man. What kind of child was that? Even as a man, when he can call all a host of angels whenever he got into trouble or whenever danger was around, he still said, I can only do what my father allows me to do. I wonder, given that kind of power, given in any circumstance, that we will always revert back to our Heavenly Father. And I see you looking at me, but I know that if you could take things into your own hands, you'd do something different than resort to your Heavenly Father. Every time somebody curses at you, you don't resort to your Heavenly Father. Every time somebody takes your parking spot, you don't resort to your Heavenly Father. Every time the boss wants to reprimand you, don't want to give you a raise, you don't resort to your Heavenly Father. Well, maybe you do. I know that I don't. I'm a work in progress. But here Jesus Christ came. And no matter what he went through, no matter what the danger, he resorted to his Heavenly Father. You see, he didn't forget what he was sent here for. He never forgot his place. Amen? So here we have God among us in human flesh. When he was weak and he was weary, when he was exhausted, he still had the energy of God. How can he be weak and exhausted and have the energy of God? What kind of child is this? Here is the person that was there before earth, the universe, and everything began. Here is the person that breathed life into man. This is the person that formed us from the dust of the earth. And he came so he could get weak and he could get weary. He came so we can have salvation. What kind of child is this? Here he is, God, on earth, born in a manger, not a 5-star hotel. I say a manger, it's a slop box for animals. What kind of child is this? In 1926, James Francis wrote this to sum up the contribution of Jesus in a piece that has come to be known as One Solitary Life. He says he was born in an obscure village, the child of a peasant woman. He lived in another village where he worked in a carpenter's shop until he was 30. Then for 3 years, he was a traveling preacher. He never wrote a book. We go through an experience, people go through an experience, and they're ready to write a book. They're ready to tell you about how the world works. And here's the man who formed the world. He never wrote a book. He never aspired to hold an office. Amen? He never had a family. He never had a home. He didn't go to college. He never went to a big city. You want to know something else? He never went more than 200 miles from where he was born. We got to be world travelers. We got to get our passport so we can go somewhere. He never went 200 miles to the east or to the west or to the north or to the south from where he was born. He did none of these great things that we consider great things. Amen? He had no credentials. He didn't walk around because he had a PhD, an MDiv, a master's, a bachelor's. He had none of that. He didn't have all of these titles associated with him. He was only 33 when the whole world turned against him. His friends turned on him. His friends ran away from him. What kind of child is this? One of his friends denied him. He was turned over to his enemies. He was nailed to a cross right between two thieves. What kind of child is this? Who wants that for a child? Why would you want your child to be born into something like that? When he was dying, the people who killed him, they were gambling for the only thing he had, his clothes. When he died, they buried him in a tomb that was borrowed from somebody else. What kind of child is this? Over 20 centuries have come and gone, and today, right here, right now, he is still the central figure in all of the human race. What kind of child is this? All the armies that ever marched, all the navies that ever sailed, all the governments, the parliaments that ever sat together, all the kings that ever raised and put together these huge empires have not affected life like this man. What kind of child was this? What kind of child was this one solitary life? So let us choose to remember on this Christmas Eve why we celebrate. And the reason why we celebrate Isaiah in the Old Testament, before the New Testament came, he put it this way: for unto us, come on somebody, a child is born. Unto us, a son is given, and the government shall be placed upon his shoulder. And I don't know about you, but the scripture tells me his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. So I ask you today, I don't know what you're celebrating, but what kind of child is this? I come to celebrate a living God today. I come to celebrate the Alpha and the Omega and everything in between. I come to celebrate him today. I might get a gift today and I might be given some, but I come to celebrate a risen, true, living God. And I don't know what situation you're in today, but I want to make this perfectly clear. If you get nothing from today, remember that this child that is the gift of all gifts, that died on the cross for me and for you. He is a 24-hour, 365-day-a-year gift. And every day that you get up, he is still giving you a gift. For unto us a child is born. A son is given. Make it personal. He said, unto us. Unto me and unto you. You might not think that you have any children, but there's a child that was born for you, because the scripture says, unto us a child is born, a son is given. You think you don't have no children, but you do, in the name and the person of Jesus Christ. Let us stand this morning.